You for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got guests today. Look, we got Breezy Bree.
Yes, Breezy Bree two times.
Breezy Bree two times. Now, look, I've been asking for poetry for Black History Month. And I need the powerful. I need it to be powerful now. I mean, when I think about Black History Month, I think about the talent, the art. And poetry just kind of, this is around the time of the year where I love to hear inspirational poetry from our people.
Okay.
The words are so powerful sometimes. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Bree, hey, look, you got some fans in the chat now.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, they coming through. Somebody said, that's my twin right there.
I know who that is. Hi, Skeeter.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. So how long you been doing porn?
Just short of 2 years. Next month will be my 2-year anniversary of poetry.
And, so. And what made you start doing poetry?
If it'd be a real heartbreak.
Okay. a bad relationship.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
But I kind of just started to use it as a way to express myself. I feel like that's something I struggle with my whole life, is just expressing myself, expressing my emotions. And honestly, it's just a very creative way to express yourself. And I've gotten so much better over the 2 years, so I've stuck with it.
That's powerful. Look, to me, the expression, the art, the craftsmanship, the delivery, you can feel it.
Yes.
The energy, you know what I mean? Yes. And it's a way to express yourself. I mean, I wrote poems. I mean, I wrote music, you know, to express myself, you know.
Yes.
It was a way to let the world see from my eyes what I was dealing with.
Yes. Yeah, it's great for that. I do perform a lot. I will quick shout out Food for Thought. Every Tuesday, we have open mic show. We do features. We bring in local vendors
every
from the
Tuesday.
Community. Yes. Yes. Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m., doors open. Show starts at 8. Hosted by Gideon Verdeen, which he did tell me.
Salute to Gideon.
Yes. He did tell me to come in here and tell you that he says hello.
Hey.
Yes. DJ Give Money.
That's
DJ
what's
K.
Up.
Yes. And I found my poetry family through Food for Thought. And so. I just
found your voice.
Yes, found my voice. That was my stage. That's where I was born, a poet. It's at Food for Thought. So Fright 38 every Tuesday. Come out and see us at 7 p.m.
Hey, look, now look. We're going to get to the poetry because, you know, I love the art form. And to me, to have the poems and the poetry during Black History Month, I can feel my ancestors sometimes through the words.
Yes.
How powerful we are.
Yes.
Hey, can't nobody do it like that. Can't nobody do it when it's time to paint that art.
Yes. So I did. So I don't have, I wrote my Black History poem today, actually.
Okay.
For a reference. And then I have a good one to follow it up with. That's not exactly Black History, but it fits into the movement. So.
See, look, let me tell you something. Coming, I'm going to tell you like what we used to tell people when we was in church, when they had to do the A-B selection. Come in your own way.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I'm here to do. Amen.
Hey, so what's the name of the first poem? And
The first poem is called The Prayer Survived.
Okay.
I am Black History. I carried a victory from ancestors before me. I embrace my brown skin and flaunt the fro I walk in, but something so beautiful came at a cost. Prayers whispered where whips were louder than worship. Shackles around wrists with a tight grip, but yet their hope outlived the iron. Now their continuation of breaths live in my chest. I carry the legacy. Like Harriet, I want to continue to help set my people free. We are not all society labels us to be. And like Rosa, my people don't stand for inequality. Malcolm taught me freedom first lives in the mind. You can shackle the body, but not the design. Martin showed love could legally fight. Marching through darkness, demanding the light. A dream so loud, it still echoes today. So I walked through doors they were told not to stay. And the lady of Juneteenth walked miles in the heat. So freedom had rhythm and memory had feet. Carried the date like a drum in the street. Now history and heartbeat finally meet. I am not separate, I'm stitched in his seam. The proof of the prayer, the fruit of the dream. God kept a promise through bloodlines and years. Carry my people through bondage and tears. Yesterday's hope and present tense skin. His mercy, the reason I'm breathing again. I don't just study what history has been. By grace, Black history lives within. And that's that piece.
All right, clock that.
Clock that. Come on now.
Yes.
And we got some background. Come on now. Salute. Okay,
yes.
So what's the inspiration behind that part?
Honestly, just the different figures throughout Black history that helped get our people free, get us to where we are today. Not to say that we're perfectly, I don't think by any means we're in a perfect position yet, but there were people that were a part of the movement, so that's why that was kind of my ode to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then also every brown person that you look at carries a piece of the history as well, so I wanted to give light to that.
Oh, you definitely shined the light. The light's so bright.
Yes.
So bright. Now, when you talk about the relationship that started this whole thing, was it a deep relationship? Was it something that you, when it happened, you was like, you know what? I got to express myself. I'm no longer.
Are you talking about that started my poetry journey?
Yeah, that started your poetry journey. Like, was it like a situation where you felt like you didn't have a voice and you were no longer going to be silent?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. It was a situation, I would say, where I felt like I wasn't being heard.
Mm-hmm.
With certain things that were going on.
Right.
My feelings were kind of always overridden.
Like a lot of people.
Right.
Valentine's Day just happened over the
weekend. Yes, I just spent Valentine's Day with some of my homegirls. I actually just gave my life to Christ. So glory be to God that I'm even here. Yeah, July 3rd of last year. So I found Christ-Centered Community, which I'm forever grateful for. And so a few of us went out to Chicago over the weekend for Valentine's Day. And we had Galentine's instead of Valentine's. So
Galentine's being girls hanging out.
Yes, girls.
Another girls trip. Another girls day
out.
That's, hey, I never
heard. So when I posted
what do the fellas call it? Fellatines?
I don't know.
Okay. Galentine's for the girls.
Yes.
Okay, that's
I don't know what the guys call it. That's a good question. But when I posted my photos on Instagram.
Bro's night out.
Literally.
The bro man.
When I posted my photos on Instagram, the caption was, "The love I prayed for came as friends." And so that's what Valentine's Day this year was for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's you can feel it. You can feel the passion.
Thank you. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
Now we got one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's going to follow it up. So like I said, after that first poem, our people are still struggling to this day.
I was just talking about that.
Yes. Our people are still going through it. Yes, we're free. We're not in slavery. But there are still, if you look deep within the systems of the United States, there is still slavery going on. Black people are still getting hung. So we're not by any means living in the perfect condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so this isn't really necessary. This is about anything, but I feel it fits into the Black history, the Black movement mold. And it's called Speak Your Truth because we need to stand up, speak up, and our voices matter. So this is what that poem is going to represent.
Let's hear it.
Use your voice. It is the most powerful tool equipped to you. Speak your truth. Tell the world like you have nothing to lose. Because with the truth, you will never lose. Did you hear me? I said, with the truth, you will never lose. Again, say it with me. With the truth, you will never lose. Even if it feels like you do, that just means those people, places, and things weren't in alignment with you. If they were, they would have been true to you. Know the value of the words you speak and let those same words set you free. This is your journey and you're letting us see. You don't owe an explanation to anybody. Your words are powerful. You never know who you're going to impact. In fact, there's many people who share your story. Up until a year ago, I felt my words meant nothing until I started touching people with my poetry. Now that is what keeps me going. It inspires me to keep speaking. They can't shut me up. I don't give up. And you shouldn't either. Find your voice. You have the choice to make a difference. Advocate for the voiceless, and when you do, make your sound extra boisterous. Your vernacular is poisonous. Bitter to some, but potent of truths only experienced by you. Strong enough to wipe out cities, this is why you are living. Yes, it is scary. But what's scarier is knowing you may be the carrier of healing. The healing of you, the healing of the youth, the healing of the family, the healing of calamity, and it would be insanity to not share that healing with those in need. Yes, it's scary. But we are all in need of you and your views. We could put them to great use. So let your truth be the light that shines from within you.
All right, clock that T.
Thank you. Clock it.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank
Look,
you.
How can we keep up with you? How can we follow you? Give us
give us
some of your handles so we can peek in on you.
My poet name is Breezy Bree Two Times. Like I said, you guys can find me pretty much every Tuesday night at Fright 38, 7 p.m., 838 First South First Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Come see me perform. And then socials, my IG is Breezy Bree Two Times. That's BreezyBrii2X. Same with my TikTok. And then my Facebook is Brianna Honish, which is just my name.
That's what's up.
But yeah, that's where you guys can find me. And I would love for y'all to follow me and keep up with me.
Look, I appreciate you for coming through. That was
fun. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Anything else you want to shout out to family members before we run the break? You got some shout outs?
Yeah, for sure.
And shout tell out. The community, you know, something powerful before we run the
yes.
break.
Yes. Shout out to my mom, my dad. They should be watching. So, hey, you guys. Shout out to, obviously, my Food for Thought, my poetry community. Shout out my sis Latour. She's the one who helped bring me to Christ. Shout out Skeeter. Shout out all my brothers and sisters from Bible Study, Resaved by Grace. We be there every Saturday at Stone Creek Coffee in Whitefish Bay. So
okay.
Young adults are looking for a Bible study space, come out. And shout out to anybody. Shout out to Amber if you're watching. Hey.
All right.
That's it.
Well, look, we appreciate you, Bri.
Thank you.
For coming through. Look. We're going to have to try to get you back in now, so we're going to kind of
re-up. Yes, I would love to come
re-up
back.
Re-up on something powerful now.
Hey, I could maybe bring a couple of my poets with me.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know. I got some heavy hitters.
Job.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.